Now I'm going to read our letter to Mayor Kathy Sheehan. Shortly after midnight on April 2nd, 2015, Donald Dante Ivey, after being unconstitutionally stopped, violently assaulted, and repeatedly tasered by three employees of the City of Albany, Officers Michael Mahaney, Joshua Sears, and Charles Skinkle, Dante had committed no crime. He was not a suspect in any crime. He was simply walking from a store wearing a puffy jacket on a cold night. In light of the district attorney's inexplicable failure to obtain an indictment on any charges and Chief Cox's refusal to hold his officers accountable for their actions, we now turn to you as the mayor of our city in pursuit of some form of accountability and justice for Dante. You attended Dante's funeral in April and expressed condolences to his family. We are telling you today that symbolic expressions of concern are not enough when his family demands justice for their loved one. And we all demand a city which is safe from harassment and violence at the hands of police. You have described Albany police training as adequate and stated that the public should not second-guess the actions of the officers who killed Dante. You appeared at a press conference with Chief Cox, during which he stated that the officers did nothing wrong and did what we expect police officers to do. These statements send a clear message to the public that Albany police can racially profile, assault, and kill with legal impunity, that black lives in Albany do not matter, and that those in power are doing nothing to prevent this type of incident from happening again because they do not even recognize that there is a problem. This state of affairs is completely unacceptable.
Yes.
Our demands are as follows. We demand that police officer Michael Mahaney, Joshua Sears, and Charles Skinkle be fired immediately.
That's right.
We demand acknowledgement and immediate cessation of the unwritten police policy of racially profiling and stopping and frisking people of color in Albany. We demand that you fire Chief Cox and replace him with someone who will adequately train their employees and hold them accountable if they violate residents' civil rights. We demand the disarmament of the Albany police, including tasers and firearms. The police have demonstrated repeatedly an inability to appropriately or professionally wield lethal weapons when faced with people of color or individuals with mental illness. We demand that you support the call for a federal civil rights investigation into Dante Ivey's death. We demand that you support efforts to substantially strengthen Albany's Citizens Police Review Board and bring genuine accountability and community control over our city's police department. Due to the seriousness of these issues, we expect a response and action no later than November 30th, 2015. Capital Air against mass incarceration. Thank you. And now we're going to deliver these letters.